Welcome to the Townships at 12. You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM, the voice of the townships. And I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale. In today's show, I will be talking with Brett Kissel in the first part of the show. Brett is a highly acclaimed Canadian country singer-songwriter, and he will be performing at the Aerscliff Rodeo on June 13th at 9:30 p.m. And in the second part of the show, I will talk with Jennifer McMullen. Jennifer is involved with the Sawyerville Loisir, and she is also on the committee for the community garden in Sawyerville. Today, Jennifer will talk to us about the summer solstice event coming up on June 20th on Ranborough Road in Sawyerville. As always, I will have lots of announcements for community events, some health news, and some music. So let's get started with a song by Brett Kissel, and the song is called Cowboys and Dreamers.
Another night, another town, another cloud of dust. Taillights fading out, lighting up a bus. Getting gone for the break of dawn, that's how it's meant to be for cowboys and dreamers like me. Yeah, I've been around, I felt the fire, I burned it down like a gun for hire. Saddle up, little bugger, ain't afraid of falling. Damn right I'm all in. And when I ride, I ride on past the sunset, chasing down things that I ain't done yet. That's how it is with the wild and free, yeah. Cowboys and dreamers like me. There's some you win, some you lose, some you just break even. Kicking off your boots, yeah, you're already leaving. Your heart will stay, but you roll away just like a tumbleweed, yeah. Cowboys and dreamers like me. Yeah, I've been around, I felt the fire, I burned it down like a gun for hire. Saddle up, little bugger, ain't afraid of falling. Chasing down things that I ain't done yet. That's how it is with the wild and free, yeah. Cowboys and dreamers like me. Cowboys and dreamers like me. Till it's time to be a cowboy. Everybody wanna be a cowboy. Till it's time to be a cowboy. Yeah, I've been around, I felt the fire, I burned it down like a gun for hire. Saddle up, little bugger, ain't afraid of falling. Damn right I'm all in. And when I ride off past the sunset, chasing down things that I ain't done yet. That's how it is with the wild and free, yeah. Cowboys and dreamers like me. Cowboys and dreamers like me. Cowboys and dreamers like me.
Country music fans are in for a real treat this summer as one of Canada's biggest country stars heads to the Eastern Townships. Brett Kissel, a multi-award-winning singer-songwriter, known for hits like Airwaves, Drink About Me, and A Few Good Stories, will be taking the stage at the Aerscliff Rodeo on June 13th. Over the years, Brett has built a loyal following across the country. With his energetic live performances, heartfelt songwriting, and genuine connection with fans. Whether he's performing for thousands at a major festival or sharing stories from the road, he brings an unmistakable passion to everything he does. Today, we're delighted to welcome Brett Kissel to the Townships at 12 to talk about his upcoming appearance at the Aerscliff Rodeo, his music, life on the road, and what's next in what continues to be an exciting career. We welcome Brett Kissel to the Townships at 12.
Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, and today I'm really pleased to welcome country music artist Brett Kissel. And Brett is based in Alberta, very exciting. He has 20 CCMA awards, 3 Juno awards, and 4 number one hits on the Canadian country charts, and he will be performing at the Ayerscliff Rodeo on June 13th. So welcome, Brett.
Well, thank you very much for the welcome and for reading all those stats. It's pretty crazy to look back at my career and see that, you know, we've done some cool things, that's for sure.
You have, definitely. Now, looking back, did you ever imagine this journey when you first started out?
You know, in so many ways, no. I just never thought that it would get this big and it would get this fun, you know? For me, I think the biggest thing is just I always wanted to perform. I always wanted to play. It was always more about the show than it was about, you know, winning any of the awards and stuff like that. But every time you get recognition and awards at the CCMAs or international awards, it sure feels good, I'll tell you that.
Mm-hmm. I can imagine. Now, country music often tells stories about real life, family, and community. What draws you most to this genre?
Well, it's how I grew up, you know, so I sing about things that I know about and about experiences that I've had. And, you know, I grew up on a farm and it's still in our family. It's been in our family for 116 years. You know, it was the, we were the first family, you know, one of the first families to settle the West, and doing that and having that experience is really special for me. And I feel very, very lucky that I listened to country music growing up as a kid, and now I get to play country music, and now my kids get to be a part of that genre too. So the thing that would draw me to it, without a doubt, everyday life. I mean, it's how I live, so that's what I sing about.
Mm-hmm. That is nice. Now, you'll be performing at the Ayerscliff Rodeo this June on the 13th, 9:30 p.m., I believe. Have you ever performed in the Eastern Townships before, and what are you looking forward to about this event?
Well, I've been very lucky to play all over Quebec, and I've played at this rodeo before. I've been treated very, very well. Was one of the first artists, you know, probably 10 or 12 years ago, as a Canadian artist from Alberta to prioritize Quebec and to prioritize the opportunity to come out and play for the great country fans there. So yes, I've been to the Eastern Townships, and in my band have a wonderful set list and a lot of energy and a lot of excitement. So the minute we hit the stage, I think people are going to know that they're there for a party.
Okay, great. Now, rodeos and country music seem to go hand in hand. Oh, what do you enjoy about performing at rodeo festivals and outdoor summer events?
Well, the rodeos and the festivals are always my favorite. You know, a lot of my family, you know, would rodeo and stuff like that. I love the bull riding. I love steer wrestling. Just the atmosphere. I did a music video last year for a song of mine called Cowboys and Dreamers. And we hired a bunch of bull riders, you know, to be riding in the background while I was singing in the rodeo arena. And I got up the courage to get on the back of a bull myself. So I'm not saying I'm a professional bull rider, but I can tell you that I did it and I stayed on for 6.6 seconds. I almost made 8. So that was pretty fun.
Wow. Okay. Now, the Ayerscliff Rodeo has become a major event in this region. Oh, what can fans expect from your live show there?
Well, there's just a lot of happiness that me and my band have, you know, to be getting out and playing. We don't take it for granted. We feel very, very lucky that we get to do this. And we love our songs. Like, we really do. And we love to entertain. So the minute we hit the stage, I know that everybody there is going to be in for a great show. Everybody's going to be ready for a great time. And I can just assure them that as happy as they are to be seeing me, I'm going to be twice as happy to be seeing them.
Okay, great. Now, that's obviously important that with your connection with the audience, that's obviously important for you. Is that correct?
Oh, without a doubt, of course.
Now, you've had success not only in Canada, but internationally as well. How has your music evolved over the years?
Well, the genre changes. And, you know, certain things that were cool before, you know, can go out of style, or things that were out of style before are now getting in style. I feel very versatile as a songwriter and very versatile as a performer and an entertainer. So I can definitely, you know, see some trends coming, and the real country stuff is coming back in a big way. And I feel very grateful that when I do it and when I play the real country stuff, it's authentic. It's not, you know, me just chasing something. Some artists, you can tell just by looking at them, you can tell by how they sing, you can tell by how they act, they're putting on a show, you know, and it ain't that country. And for me, I mean, I grew up on a farm, you know, my family's been in rodeo. So when we do real country stuff, it's very authentic. And so, my music has changed and evolved with the times. And I feel that that's maybe why I've got such great longevity, because, I'm able to, you know, I'm able to go with the flow, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. It does make sense. Now, many listeners admire how grounded and family oriented you seem, despite your success. How important are those roots to you?
Well, I'm going to tell you a story. So my grandpa, who's still alive, he's 88. We've farmed with him, you know, all my life. And, I remember playing a big festival in Alberta called Big Valley Jamboree. And I got to open for, I think it was Keith Urban. And that night, yeah, I took about 3.5 hours to drive home back to my farm. And I got home at about 3 a.m. and it's about 6 a.m. and we're supposed to chase cattle that day. We're doing a big cattle roundup. And my grandpa knocked on the door and he said, you know what? It's time to wake up. And I said, Grandpa, you know, I was tired. I said, I just opened for Keith Urban last night. You know, can I just have a little bit more sleep? Like, you know, can you do the first couple hours without me? And he said, wake your ass up. You ain't no country star on the farm. And he banged on the door. And I just laughed. And I've told that story many times, because that's right. Just because I play on the big stages doesn't mean that, you know, I can get away with not doing any work. So, I mean, if I ever, you know, wanted to brag, or if I ever, you know, wanted to think that I was bigger than I was, I had my grandpa, my mom, my dad, my brother, you know, a bunch of people that would put me in my place.
Okay.
I can wake my butt up because I ain't no country star on the farm.
Quite the story. Now, you've released both upbeat country hits and more emotional songs. Is there a type of song you most enjoy writing or performing?
No, I wouldn't say that there is. You know, for the most part, when I'm writing songs, it's really about the mood that I'm in or what's best for the song that day. I feel very grateful that I've written some really powerful ballads that can really tug at your heartstrings. And then I've written some bangers that are just so fun to play live that can take you from a 9 out of 10 to a 10 out of 10 real quick. So there's no preference for me. And there's no preference on what song I perform on stage, because sometimes the magical moments are in the slow song and sometimes the magical moments are in the fast songs. So it doesn't really matter to me.
Okay. What inspires you creatively these days?
You know what? I gotta be honest that I've been trying to find an answer to that question, but I don't think that there is an answer to that question. I get hit with a creative spark or some creative lightning, and then I'll go write. And if I don't have that creative spark, I don't ever want to force it. For years in Nashville, I would wake up and I'd write a song a day. But I feel like I wasted a lot of great titles and a lot of great ideas. Whereas now, I mean, I don't think I've written a song in about 3 or 4 months, because I just haven't been inspired to do it. But I know that once I get that creative spark, the floodgates are going to open, and my God, I could probably write it 2 albums, you know, if the inspiration sticks.
Okay. Now, summer touring season is always busy for musicians. What do you enjoy most about life on the road?
I love going to places that I've never been to before, or coming back to spots, you know, 2 or 3 years later, and hitting the same restaurant that I really enjoyed, you know, or some of the same golf courses. When I've got my kids on the road, I love taking them to new places and explaining the history, you know, of certain places in Quebec or certain places in, you know, the north, like in the Yukon and stuff like that. I find that to be so cool, you know, to travel Canada and to be a tourist. So don't get me wrong, I love the shows and I love the rodeos and everything like that, but I love being a tourist too.
Mm-hmm. Now, country music fans, they're incredibly loyal. What has the support from Canadian audiences meant to you personally?
It's been everything. If you don't have fans and you don't have an audience, you do not have a career and you don't got anything. You can write songs, you can put out an album, but if you don't have fans, it doesn't matter. So I feel so grateful to have the best fans in the world. And, you know, and I try to honor them as best I can, as often as I can. Because I just feel like I'm the luckiest guy to have them.
Well, that's very nice. And we definitely appreciate you. Now, for listeners planning to attend the Yearscliff Rodeo, why should they make sure not to miss your show on June 13th?
Well, I think the biggest thing that I would say is that when you mix rodeo with a great country music concert, or a great country music concert with some epic rodeo, I mean, that's the best country day that I think anybody could have. And it's been many, many years since I've been back to Ayerscliff. So there's a saying that says absence makes the heart grow fonder. And well, that's certainly true for me. You know, there's a lot of songs that I haven't had in the last 5 or 6 years, maybe even close to 10 years. Make a Life and Not a Living, Drink About Me, Anthem. We were that song. So I'm very excited. Let Your Horses Run. You know, very, very excited to play a lot of new music for everybody. So it's just going to be a great time. And if you have FOMO like me and you say, maybe I'm not going to go to the show, you're going to see on Instagram and Facebook and TikTok about the big party that you missed. And then you're going to be disappointed. So just don't do that to yourself. Watch the rodeo, enjoy the concert. And let's have some fun.
Okay. Now, finally, what's next for you this summer on your tour season?
We have so many shows. I mean, June, I think we've probably got like 19 or 20 events, and July is super busy, but I love to fish too. So, you know, when I've got some time off, I'm taking my kids up to some great lakes and we're going to do some fishing and do some camping and stuff like that. I've got a wonderful home in Nashville that I'm kind of in the process of renovating right now. So, you know, that's going to keep me busy. So we've got a farm, you know, back home in Alberta. So I'll be out there checking fence and chasing cows and stuff like that with my dad and my brother. So it's a busy summer. I'll either be on stage or I'll be working, doing something else.
Sounds like a great summer. Anything we missed that you'd like to add, Brett, before we go?
No, nothing at all. Just want to say thank you for getting me on your show and, you know, for spending so much time with me. Like great questions. And it was really enjoyable. I enjoyed it a lot.
It's been a pleasure interviewing you. Brett Kissel, a Canadian country musician coming to the Ayerscliff Rodeo. He'll be performing on June 13th at 9:30 p.m. So thanks again and all the best.
All right. Hopefully we'll see you at the show too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye now.
And next up, we have some community event announcements for you. Come join us for our Community Radio Day happening on Saturday, June 6th, 10 a.m. It will be held at the Queen Square in Lennoxville. CJMQ, CIDI, CFLX will be there. Local voices and community spirit. Special live program. Open air bingo. Food and DJ truck. Workshops. And a market. That's Saturday, June 6th at Queen Square in Lennoxville. 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Everybody is invited to attend and support community radio. Coming up at the ANAF Unit 318, The Hut, a decoration of grave service on Sunday, June 7th, 11 a.m. at the St. Antoine Cemetery to honor Warren Begbie. There's a dance with Sydney Aulis every Sunday, 1:30 to 5:30 p.m. $10 admission at the door. You must be 18 years and over. Friendship Day in Lennoxville coming up on Saturday, June 13th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Fun for the whole family, nonprofit organizations, artisans, music, and that is Friendship Day in Lennoxville on June 13th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. The Lennoxville Library will be having a book sale on June 13th, 2 p.m., and the sale will be at 6 Church Street in Lennoxville. Lots of events coming up at the Barrie United Cultural Center, the BUCC, Cafe Robinson at 560 Main Street in Barrie, the White Church. They will be serving brunch on the fourth Sunday of each month for the season. $20 adults, $10 children 6 to 12, and $2 for children under 6. For tickets, you can call the center at 873-943-0900. Or get them online via the website at BarrieUnitedCulturalCenter.org. Tickets will also be sold at the door. They will be open for supper Fridays from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. The Farm Le De Courant will have a vegetable stand outside the main doors at the same time. On June 5th, it's the second cabaret night of the season with George Well. Cabaret night is the first Friday of each month except July. Doors open at 7 p.m. for open mic to come and display your talents. Tickets are available via the website or at the door. And Canada Day in Barrie, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., the Cultural Center will be selling salad plates with coffee or water for $15 takeout or eat in, $1 more for takeout. Lennoxville and District Community Aid is inviting seniors and their caregivers to an information session with Dr. Michael Stiffel, geriatric internist with the CIUSSS de l'Estrie, CHUS. The presentation will provide an in-depth discussion on Alzheimer's disease.
and we'll discuss the changes that occur in the body because of the disease, the variants of Alzheimer's disease, genetics, the evaluation process, and new treatments. Please join them on Thursday, June 4th from 2 to 3:30 p.m. at the Amity Baudouin Community Center, located at 10 Samuel Grapham Street in Lenoxville. Free admission. For information or to register, please call 819-821-4779. It's a Solstice celebration happening on June 20th, 12 p.m. to 1 a.m., sponsored by the Loisir Sawyerville. At the community garden, there's a market, pizza, a shaman drummer, hay rides, a petting zoo, and face painting. At the ballpark, bouncy castles, fireworks, canteen, and games. There's also live music, 70 Ranborough Road in Sawyerville. That's June 20th, 12 p.m. to 1 a.m. The Grace Village Care Foundation ensures that every senior can live with dignity, security, and peace of mind, regardless of financial circumstances. Many of the residents have shaped our bilingual community and contributed to its growth. When unexpected financial challenges arise, the foundation ensures they can continue to call Grace Village home. On June 27th, they will be hosting their annual fundraising gala, bringing together community leaders, partners, and supporters. This cornerstone event raises essential funds to sustain and expand their support for residents facing financial hardship. They are looking for partnerships. If you are interested to support seniors in our community while providing meaningful visibility and alignment with a trusted and respected local institution, please go to the Grace Village website. Open house for the Pregnancy Options Center in Lenoxville, Saturday, June 27th, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. There will be bouncy castles, kids' activities, free drinks and snacks, and center tours. And there will also be drawing raffle tickets for a much-anticipated prize to be announced soon. Mental Health Estuary warmly invites everybody to attend their annual general meeting coming up on Thursday, July 16th, 7 p.m. at their office located at 3355 College Street in Lenoxville. Please use door number 2. The main agenda items are annual reports, financial statements, and election of the Board of Directors. For more information, please contact Mental Health Estuary at 819-565-3777 or by email info@mentalhealthestuary.com. I would like to thank my guest in the first part of today's show, Brett Kissel, who will be performing at the Ayerscliff Rodeo on June 13th. Check out the Facebook page for information about the rodeo. And we will take a break and hear the news with Derek Bullard, and then we will be right back with part 2 of the Townships at 12. And today in part 2 of the show, I will be talking with Jennifer McMullen, who will be talking to us about an exciting event coming up in Sawyerville on June 20th to celebrate the summer solstice. We will close part 1 of the show today with another song by Brett Kissel, and this song is called Let Your Horses Run, and Brett dedicated this song to his children. You're listening to The Cube, CJMQ 88.9 FM, and this show is called The Townships at 12.
That trespass sign. Fear ain't good at letting loose, like heavy chains around your boots. Worrying's a waste of your time. So love till you're breathless and live kind of reckless when the world puts up fences. Bust down the gate, 'cause you can't rope the wild out of a Mustang. You can't. Yeah. fast. They polish up that kryptonite. Pretty soon you'll wonder why you can't fly. So rattle the cages and rewrite the pages. Freedom's contagious. Yeah, that's truth. 'Cause you can't rope the wild out of a Mustang. You can't. Can't tie an anchor to a freight train. And you can't take the wind out of a hurricane till it's done.